Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Did you hear this? Facebook announced 10,000 new jobs in the EU yesterday aimed at creating the metaverse. The what? I hear you say. Well, there's one person I turn to for things like this. It's Adrian Weckler, the tech editor at the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
How are you? And more importantly, what is metaverse?
I am great, number one. And number two, the metaverse is something that anyone who has seen the film Ready Player One, or maybe even the film Avatar, will have a basic idea of what we're talking about here. It's the idea that you put on, at the moment, a virtual reality headset, maybe other things as well, and you basically log on or plug in to a digital virtual world, but not the kind of crappy pixelated sort of obviously fake one that we have at the moment, a much more realistic one, good enough to make you believe that you're seeing or hearing or feeling things, and good enough that a big company like Facebook wants to invest in, that you'll spend your, you know, several hours of your time there the same way as you spend several hours at the moment on Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, or any of those.
Okay, so is it more in the gaming genre of things?
At the moment, most of what people use virtual reality headsets for is for gaming. What Facebook has is a different idea. It essentially wants you to have, for all intents and purposes, a second digital life. So, you know the way you sit on your couch, sorry, not you, me, I sit on my couch and I'll browse my phone, I'll walk down the street, I'm on my phone, I'm usually on social media, I'm on the bus on social media. Facebook sees a future where instead of doing that, you're actually in this much more interactive, much more intense digital virtual environment online where you're doing things like you're meeting colleagues for work meetings. You're maybe going, you know, to a virtual cinema
dating
with some of your friends. Maybe you're dating. Dating's a trickier one because at the moment it depends on digital avatars and who's going to be honest about their digital avatar.
Oh, dating, yeah.
Right.
Because you could be an absolute riot in the digital world.
Well, one of the dangers of virtual reality in the long term is that you just find it more attractive as an existence than real life. I mean, that's an idea that's been played out in lots of different science fiction movies. And to be fair, we also see a hint of that now on the likes of Instagram. There are a lot of people who hang out on Instagram and that they kind of confuse what a meaningful or good life can be. But just to get back to the metaverse, essentially they believe, and a lot of others believe, that this is happening and it's coming. And so this is why they're investing so much money. They're creating so many jobs.
Facebook started talking about this a while back. What have they already said and done on Metaverse? Yeah. Where are they at now?
Yeah, well, they've already started. Right now, you can experience a very basic, crude, early version of the Metaverse from Facebook. They created an online meeting room service called Horizon Workrooms a couple of months ago. So if you go and get your Oculus headset, costs about €400, you can sit in the same virtual room as your colleagues and see them gesticulate and talk. You can see their body movement. So it's a little bit different to a video call where you're looking at somebody flat on a screen. And there's only a limited amount that you can tell from your interaction with them there. Here, you have things like what they call spatial audio, which means that if you hear a cough in your headphones, it appears like it's coming from your left because that's virtually where the person who's in the virtual room is actually seated, right? So the idea here is that they're trying to make it as realistic as possible. That's a very early version of what they have.
Still pretty decent where they're at, you know?
It's pretty decent. I asked quite a few people whether they'd be willing to use this Horizon Workrooms virtual meeting space when going back to work, because it's a big topic at the moment. Do we go back into the office? How many of us go in? You know, how many days, etc. And some people would be willing to do it. One of the only issues that I would have with it is that virtual reality headsets at the moment, for me, still make me feel a little bit nauseous. So
oh,
that
how,
could be
how
a bit
so?
Well,
because you have the Facebook Ray-Bans, don't you?
I do. So for those who haven't seen those yet, Facebook and Ray-Ban came out with a pair of sunglasses, and they have cameras and speakers on them. Right now, there's a whole other discussion over whether that's creepy or not. I kind of half think they are a bit creepy, because the idea is you can record 30-second video clips or take photographs. The problem is the light that goes on when you take those video recordings, it can't really be seen by anybody you're filming. So it's kind of a sneaky creep charter in a way, a little bit. However, I'm sure that wasn't the intention. But I'm sure it wasn't. But those glasses are limited in that you can't see anything on them. So the next version of them, we think, will have screens so that you can see things as well in the glasses. A little bit like what Google Glasses were supposed to be. But the virtual reality headsets have a different issue, because when you wear them, some people have probably tried them with those roller coaster apps and things like that. They're a bit too realistic and they make you feel woozy.
Okay. Is that one of the obstacles to this? I'm just thinking about it, because like we were told 3D TV was going to be huge, and well, it isn't.
No, 3D TV was a flop from the beginning, and mainly because you had to wear the glasses the whole time when you were sitting around your living room, and you looked like a bit of a dork, and that's the reason why it flopped, basically. There's a similar problem with metaverse and with virtual reality, in that you can't do it when you're walking down a street, because you have to have the headset on at the moment and you can't see anything outside the headset. Now, that's at present, right? I mean, there are other issues as well, regulatory issues, privacy issues. Facebook doesn't have a stellar record when it comes to privacy. So no. Let's say, for example, you're in this metaverse, and let's say that Facebook detects, because it's tracking your body movements, for example. Let's say it detects restricted mobility, right? And let's say you start all of a sudden getting ads for medical devices, you know?
Yeah.
So who's going to police that? Who's going to put rules in for that? Now, that may be why it's trying to build this and, you know, making all these jobs in Europe, because European Union tends to be the policeman for... Well, no. Europe tends to be the one that goes in hard with two feet on this. So if you look at most of the tough regulation on things like privacy in the tech world, it does come from Europe, GDPR and all that sort of stuff. So that might be the reason why Facebook is building it here.
Facebook had a rough week or two in the news there. Is this all a diversion strategy, do you think?
It's tempting to think so. I would think it's unlikely, for one simple reason, not because Facebook doesn't deserve the cynicism or the skepticism, but Facebook has a minor scandal every month. Mm. I mean, the thing about the whistleblower, which is a big deal, and just for people who've already forgotten about it, because it was last week's scandal, that was the issue over Instagram making teenage girls feel worse about their body image, which is a very serious issue. But Facebook has one of those every month, literally every month. So I don't think that, and Mark Zuckerberg has been talking about this metaverse, virtual reality, for years. So I don't think this is really a distraction from its latest scandal. I mean, because if that were the motivation, they'd be launching something every month.
So how far away from metaverse do you think we are, being a part of our daily lives? Can you give us a ballpark of, I mean, years?
If it goes to plan, it's probably about 5 to 10 years. And the way it will roll out, I think, is something similar to how Facebook itself rolled. So in other words, it'll start with people who are sort of between 17 and 21, 22. People who follow influencers, for example. It won't be tech nerds who kick all of this off, because tech nerds have boring lives and they don't project interesting lives. It'll be influencers. It'll be people who invite you to join them in their virtual world. And that's a lot more attractive to a certain type, you know, a certain cohort of people than a tech nerd waffling about it.
Yeah.
So I think it'll start with people in their early 20s, their late teens. It'll then spread to to people in their 30s and younger teens, and then it'll spread to kids and middle-aged people, and finally your granny, right? Now, the thing is, you can kind of see the appeal if it does take off, because, for example, I see my mother probably once a month physically, because she lives about 30 miles away. I talk to her at least once a week, but I'd see her maybe once a month. Now, supposing there is a device which allows us fairly realistically to replicate an in-presence conversation, I think I'll be getting pressure to use it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the advantages, especially with all this workplace revolution going on. A lot of people want to stay at home, and some people want to go in the office. More people are like, I want to stay at home for whatever reason. And being able to be in one of those virtual meetings or, you know, be in the office virtually might be a huge selling point as well.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see, like, I am talking to you seated at my home desk at the moment, right? I could definitely see a scenario where, you know, it becomes a fairly normal thing. Like, we've all started to use Zoom calls or, you know, Microsoft Team calls or whatever, Skype, several hours a day, where you sit down at your desk, you strap on your headset, right? Your virtual reality headset. You start off with a meeting with your immediate team or your colleagues or whatever it is. And then you've two or three other kind of virtual meetings throughout the day, because it becomes more sort of polite form or the done thing to do to have a slightly more realistic meeting with your contacts or maybe even your friends than just on a face call or a Zoom call. Now, there'd be other issues that would militate against that. I mean, I know some people still don't like video calls because they don't like the way they look in video calls.
Yeah.
If you don't like the way you look in a video call, you may not like the way that it shows you fidgeting or moving your hands or twitching, you know, your ears or whatever it is in a virtual reality metaverse call, especially since the technology is going to develop fairly soon where it won't really be a digital kind of avatar, it'll actually be a digitalized picture of yourself that will move. I mean, they're very close to that anyway. There's half a dozen websites on the internet now where you can just put in a picture of yourself or two pictures of yourself and it will animate your face fairly realistically.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you can imagine that on steroids, right, in a virtual reality world, then you and I would be having a different type of conversation.
Well, if it does come quicker than we think, I suspect we'll be talking about even more scandals a month with Facebook as well, because it brings a whole other set of problems. I mean, €495,000 for a mobile home in Wicklow and Metaverse. I'm done. I'm done. Adrian, thanks so much for joining us today. As always, amazing and great to have you on. That was Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent. What did you make of that? Let me know your thoughts. 51552. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.